listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, thank you, Danny, Jeff, JR, Hoodie, and I back 7 a.m. tomorrow. And keep it locked on ESPN 1000. You hear that breaking news, Sonder? You might hear a new coach, a new GM, and we will have it for you with the resources of Adam Schefter and Bert Breer and everybody and all of our reporters. We will keep you updated on what happens. Hawthorne Racecourse, Winter Harness Racing, back at Chicago's hometown track every Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Get in on the action at the track, one of Hawthorne's new OTVs, or with the Club Hawthorne mobile app.
Carmen Yurko, bop, 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 bop. What's up, fellas?
Good morning, boys. Good morning. How are
morning.
We today? Gentlemen,
boys.
Ladies, gentlemen, ladies.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know if that was the best weekend of football ever, but I can't think of one better.
Yes!
He made up for the week before.
Yes.
I mean, there were complaints about the wild card weekend, man. Six games. I enjoyed the extra games.
It was awesome.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good, good exciting football. The Rams game should have been over.
So Chicago.
The Rams game should have been 49 to whatever it was.
Please.
What they decided to do when they started just to get the ball and instantly hand it over to Tampa Bay Bucks. Let's find a way to lose.
And Cooper Kupp.
And Cooper, too.
Cooper,
yeah.
I mean, Cooper's in the center. The center decided to airmail one right by Stafford's head.
Normally, you don't win many games in the NFL when you're a minus -2 in differential. You just don't. Mm-hmm. But they found a way to do it. The on the road.
Right.
In a playoff game. Yeah. The Rams found a way to win a playoff game on the road as a minus -2 in different turnover difference.
No Rodgers, no Brady.
No, for the first time in a decade.
Right? Three of our top four quarterbacks that we did the ranking on last week are gone.
Gone.
They're out. Stafford is halfway there.
Stafford's
nobody
playing
trusts
well.
Matt Stafford to win four games, right?
I didn't.
No, that's what
gotta
I heard.
Got to win two more.
He's there, too.
He's
and if they
well.
Were lost yesterday, it would not have been Matt Stafford's fault.
No.
Even though it would have been their loss. It would not. The team's loss. And he was the quarterback, and they said, well, I told you Matt Stafford couldn't get it done. But
no,
Matt Stafford played his ass off yesterday. So.
I was happy for him to get the monkey off his back.
He's played
my
well.
Wife was watching. She's like, I want that guy to do well because everyone says he's going to get it.
I still don't know that he can win two more.
No. All he's got to do is win one more, and then he gets there. And as long as you're there, that's all that matters to me.
Stafford is one step ahead of Rodgers. Never thought I'd see that, Matt Stafford.
Wow.
in this position.
Oh, you mean just like right now,
yeah.
In the here and now?
That's
okay,
that says something, man. That says a lot.
I mean, it says a lot about why they went out and made the trade.
Oh, sure. So,
is getting to a Super Bowl good enough? Because they already did that with Goff. Don't they have to win it?
I understand. I don't think they have to win it. I'm just saying, for Matt Stafford's sake. The L.A. Rams and for the guy that made the trade, Les Snead, it's important. And McVay, because they're the ones that said, we can't do it with this guy.
Yeah.
We've got to get rid of him. So for those two guys, absolutely, it's imperative. Right. For Stafford, though, it's just, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm with a team that can rush the quarterback. And even though we made all these silly mistakes, and why the decision just to pound Cam Akers, time after time after time.
When he was doing
put
nothing.
Put Sonny Michel in there, for heaven's sake. Do something different.
Bad.
Yeah, so he tried to blow the game. Fortunately, he didn't blow the game.
How about your guy Garoppolo? One step
Jimmy
ahead.
G.
How about
Jimmy
Garoppolo?
G.
I mean, I'm still waiting for an answer. What does Garoppolo mean in Italian?
I don't know.
You put it in the translator. Still
didn't know. I think it's you guys did that. Turtle back.
Yeah, it comes out with
like
nothing.
What
you know what
it
means? Handsome as blank. That's
careful
what it means.
Now. You're not on Twitter.
We might. We're going to have to do it when we do cross-talk and
do
you want to know what Garoppolo
means? Google Translate. Is
that
what you need
me
to find?
Handsome as blank. Not the best quarterback.
Yeah.
But he is handsome.
The Dean Martin of quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's correct.
He's walking around with grape juice. Hey, look at me. I'm wearing. Hey, you think I'm drunk? I got grape juice. Touchdown.
F the Packers.
Hey, how you doing?
I mean, he is the most handsome quarterback playing.
Yeah. That he is. Where will he play next year? Do you think they give up three number ones
San
to go
Francisco.
Get Lance?
I don't know.
Three.
San Francisco.
Boy, they give up
that's
three.
Where he plays.
I mean, that's a lot of picks.
It is a lot of picks.
I mean, a lot depends on how this
I guess
ride
a lot depends
for them,
on
right?
The next two games, the next 2 weeks, or this
they win
week.
A Super Bowl.
He's only got a year left. So, I mean, he's only got 1 year left on his deal. the 5-year deal that he signed. This is year 4.
You're going to have to find...
Then if he only has 1 year left, they lose the ability to get recoup anything for him.
No, we understand that. Wow. I get that. I'm just letting you guys know exactly where he stands contract-wise.
And you think that Garoppolo will return, right, York?
I think he will, yeah. His record with Garoppolo as a starter and his record with anybody else...
It's not even close.
It's night and day. Yeah.
Did you see the Bengals tweet about their kicker?
I did.
That's why you draft a kicker.
I did.
What they said.
Well, I like the kid's attitude. I'll give him credit. If he really said to Burrow, looks like we're going to the AFC title game.
He didn't say looks. He swung his leg kind of as he was walking out, and he turned and he goes, I guess we're going to the AFC title game.
So that is cocky, awesome. Man.
I love it. I'll give that kid credit. I do like that. That's a sweet touch.
I think we should put him in the hall.
I've found the translation, gentlemen.
Put him in the hall.
Garoppolo is apparently Italian hoodie for Cousins.
That's Eugene, his cousin.
No, Cousins, the quarterback. Come on,
Cousins.
He is slow over here. What
Kirk
the hell?
Cousins.
That was good.
Jeez,
that was good.
Very good.
Thank you.
The hell's going on?
Actually, Miller.
I got it. Good. Hey, I got it,
Miller. That was outstanding.
Come on,
outstanding. I missed it right over my head. Nicely done, Miller.
That's very well done.
He's a funny guy.
He looked
funny,
like a clown.
Like a clown.
Yeah,
that was really good.
I'm still waiting though. I want the translation.
You got to find a paisan out there that speaks the language.
How about our boy Robbie?
I think I did.
Banging that through.
Who?
I said, how about our boy Robbie?
Robbie, good for Robbie.
Robbie will be on our show tomorrow at 9:35.
I heard there's a fight going on between.
Yeah, I heard there's a fight too.
Yeah,
what kind of fight?
Oh yeah.
This is Garoppolo.
What do you mean, fight? Fight.
What with
There's
who?
An argument. The with afternoon
you
show.
And the afternoon show.
Them. Yeah.
We already booked them.
Oh, boy. There's a problem. Yeah.
Oh.
There's a shake at the stick.
Is it really?
Should we go live?
Oh, yeah.
There's a shake
at
the stick.
Yes,
should
Al.
We go live?
Yeah, Al, we probably should go live.
Yeah, Al.
So is that a thing, really? Oh, really?
I don't know.
It's not a thing.
I don't got confirmation.
I don't know, guys. There's anger in the building. That's all I know. There's some anger in the building.
Well, there's always
not in the building yet, but there's certainly anger in the air. It's not just snow up there, boys. There's some animosity. I'm starting to sense it.
Oh.
I think you guys will get past it. I think everybody's going to be okay.
Well, there's always anger in the building, especially when I leave.
Why?
When I leave, you know, it's sunshines and balloons when I'm here, pal.
Okay,
well, that's the difference.
I get you.
When I leave, though, then we go back to the old era.
Did you also see the quotes from the Tampa Bay defense admitting
they had no idea?
Half the guys did not know they were in an all-out blitz.
I said, that's a bad time to have a miscommunication, guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
half the defense was playing one and half the defense was playing something else.
And what Antoine Winfield was doing, how you let Cooper Kupp go flying by you.
Remember the Rodgers to Cobb play that beat us?
Yes.
And poor Chris Conte took all that abuse.
Yes.
So I asked Alex and Lance, I said, hey, now many years later, can you guys shed some light what happened on that play? They said, poor Chris Conte, it was not his fault. He said, we were in a defense. Pepper's responsibility is do not allow Aaron outside the pocket. And he went right down inside, got blocked. Aaron stepped out. See you later. He said Conte played it right.
Poor Chris Conte.
Yeah. It took a beating.
Too much.
That happens. Remember, where did he go then? Tampa? And
he picked
six Jay.
That's right.
And strutted into the end zone.
It felt good.
And I had a good relationship. He texted me. How about that?
Very happy young man.
Yes, he was.
How does an NFL kicker not kick a 47-yard field
goal? I have no clue. Comes up short.
Well, you got hurt in pregame, though, right?
Did you see the RPMs on the football? Revolutions per minute.
Yeah, I know what RPM is.
When he kicks it, did you watch that thing spinning the way it was spinning?
No.
Oh, it looked like a top. That's how fast it was spinning. He was catching the ball too low. You got to be able to kick a 47-yard field goal.
Well, I leave it to Yurkovich to take a crap on special teams when the whole weekend's about special teams.
It's unbelievable. The NFL kicker was short on a 47-yard field goal.
At least he made the game winner.
Okay. Because it was much less than 47.
It's unbelievable.
He barely made the net.
But didn't he get hurt in pregame this year?
I think
Mackay got hurt.
I don't.
Where did someone from special teams hurt you, Yurk? Just point to it. Just point
Never.
Where did it hurt you?
All my kickers I loved. Stojanovic and Reggie Roby. Loved both of those guys. You know how many punters I had in Green Bay?
Brian
Wagner. Green Bay.
Right.
Oh, Green Bay.
Don Brackens.
Brian Barker was a Jack.
Yeah, Don Brackens. Paul McJulian.
I don't remember any
Craig Hentrick.
Hentrick, I remember.
I remember him.
Nothing but punters everywhere. I love those guys.
Right,
Chris Jackie.
Show me right here. Where did he hurt you?
Mike Hollis was with me.
Chris
Brian Barker.
Jackie.
Chris
and
Jackie.
Chris Gardocki. Gardocki was with me and the great Phil Dawson. Phil Dawson kicked forever.
He did kick forever.
By the way, he's the last guy in the league that I played with. when he retired, Phil Dawson, that was that my was last that connection was last? Was that to right? any players in the league.
Wow.
It was a kicker. Wow. You believe it? And I was a wedge guy. And the minute Devin gets in, and I don't know if it'll be this year or next year, we mount the campaign for John Yurkovich in as a wedge guy.
Greatest wedge player ever.
Greatest sure. wedge player ever. I want in. I mean, my career was shortened by exceptional defensive play, so they took me off in special teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to go on there. Now, I never had the gaudy return the kid from New England had.
Dan Connolly, right?
Oh, is that who it was? What do you have, the 70-yarder?
He had like a 70-yarder.
Oh, I cried that day when I saw him play.
Because Yurko had...
I had 10 returns for 135 yards.
How about that?
I was a man that was willing to handle the rock in inclement weather.
I see.
Because they wouldn't kick to Corey Harris or Robert Brooks. They wouldn't kick to him. You know why?
Why's that?
We're too dangerous.
Oh. Speaking of kicking to the
wedge. We're too dangerous.
Well, let me ask you this.
We're the modern-day Mel Grays at the time.
Yeah.
Have you ever reached out to NFL films.
And touch somebody?
But no.
Reach out and touch me.
No.
Go ahead.
Touch me in the morning. I think that's your...
Touch
me in the morning.
Every morning. Whether I like it or not, you know? Gotta go to the bathroom.
<It's> like, yeah. Have you ever reached out to NFL films for your tapes? You know they have them. Like, it's in a category. Like,
I
just go
not.
To the Jays. I mean, you know they have set of plays.
Oh, I didn't know that. NFL
could,
films?
Yes.
Oh. Wait, you could call them and say, hey, it's John Yurkovich. And they have a library that where they just can zoom in and go, here's all your plays.
Even the Hall of Fame has it, too.
My highlight reel is longer than Devin Hester's. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. Even mine.
I would maybe say no, not on that one.
They ran a five-minute highlight reel. I go, highlight reel? That's his career reel right there. That's all he did.
The guy.
19 returns.
But they
did. Fit him in 5 minutes. Trust me when I say it.
When we went
and you can get all the angles from every return over and over again.
When we just reach out to Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and they've got your tapes if you want them.
When we went to Canton,
that would be a great gift for me.
It would be.
Should think about that on my birthday or the holidays.
When we went to Canton, they gave us. We were lucky enough to get like a behind the scenes tour.
Ivan Yurkovich.
And remember, we were in the their sort of vault room, and they had pulled out a bunch of
stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to. It's not memorabilia, obviously. They had pulled out all of their like source material. I guess we'll call it that on Yurko and Waddle.
Right.
Yeah.
It was really cool. There's tons of it. That
they
have
showed
in the Hall
us like Joe or Tom Brady's draft card.
They did.
They wanted to pull Tommy and mine draft card, but we weren't drafted.
They showed us the actual draft card that New England handed in, sixth round, pick number 199, Tom Brady. What else did we see, Mellor? There was some cool stuff. There were old, like, remember, Paul Brown.
Sheets,
there
was, like, a playbook. I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, there was a Bill Belichick handwritten letter.
I think so.
To, like, when he was, like, a Detroit staffer or something.
Yes. There were pictures and highlights of Yurko and Waddle and, like, things that they had done in their career. They have all that in the Hall of Fame for every player that's ever played.
The
historian who was our tour guide had pulled, like the specific box score of what he deemed Yurko and Waddle's best games.
Right.
So for Yurko, it was like, awesome. Did you have like a couple, 3-sack game or something, Yurko?
Yeah, I had a 2.5 sack. Nine and a half I had in my career.
He had the box score for that game. He had Waddle, I believe, Waddle's playoff game against the Cowboys, that 100-yard game.
Was this the trip where Yurko was in character the whole way back?
Yes.
That was the
trip to Canton, yeah. And the guy said, he goes, just because these guys aren't in Football's Hall of Fame, they were part of the great game and we archive everything here.
Tears in my eyes.
You should have your tapes, though.
I've got my lifetime a membership to the Hall of Fame. Like, I just go to a special line. Yeah.
That's true.
I sign in.
Waddle and Yurko get to go to the special line.
How about that?
They jump. They so literally jump.
If you play
the line.
one snap,
you jump the line.
That's really cool.
Right in.
Wow.
Yep.
That's why the NFL, they do it right, man. Yep. They do it right.
Very cool. That means, Hoodie.
But they can't wait to
Soup
take
Campbell
your insurance
gets to go
away.
Straight to the line.
Yeah. Soup Campbell, yes.
Soup Campbell, yeah.
That's right. They can't wait,
that's
though.
That's right.
Soup Campbell, straight to the top.
My guy, Soup.
Hall of Fame.
Look at that.
My guy, Soup Campbell.
Right next to the Union card, boys.
Look at that.
Look at
Union label, right?
Isn't that
there?
Awesome? Lifetime pass. Look at it. Yurko's got it in his pocket.
Look at that.
It's unbelievable.
I've never seen somebody carry around what he carries.
All the cash.
Just right here.
Look at the cash.
I want to get into a club. Just here.
Oh.
By the way, Garoppolo looks like it is a dialectal variation of Garafano, which is the Italian word for carnation.
Carnation.
So it could be
flower.
Good looking carnation. There
he is. Good looking flower.
Yeah. Like Guy Lafleur or Marc Andre Fleur.
Exactly.
Hey, look at this. The flower's here. Hey,
I found
the flower.
I found some strange
flower.
I think you guys touched on it.
You like that?
The reaction to Aaron Rodgers being eliminated to playoffs by the Chicago people.
Well, we're desperate. We've got nothing else.
To me, is a little like
it's a little sad.
Psychotic.
It's a little sad.
I mean, wow.
I loved it.
You'd kill to have a quarterback one half as good as him.
One quarter.
A half as good as him.
I'll take a quarter.
But I guess it's cathartic.
I might take an eighth.
And, you know, people are smiling and are happy because he was eliminated. I just want to get a quarterback of his ilk in the city of Chicago. And my problem is I'm worried Justin Fields isn't even close to that. So
that's my worry. Our attitudes are misplaced. Like,
yeah,
we can't. Like, what can we say to the Green Bay Packers? I mean,
kick us out, York.
You know.
Nah, you can't say anything. All right, guys, time to go. And remember, Robbie Gould missed a kick against the Minnesota Vikings, which is why they got rid of him here in Chicago. Everybody forgets about that. They forgot.
Poor Robbie.
Missed a field goal against Minnesota.
Hey, he's a hero right
now. He'll be on at 9:35 tomorrow morning.
Go Robbie.
On the Cap J. Hood Show.
It's your birthday.
Go Have Robbie. A great day, gentlemen. Hoodie, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, man. Hey, Flowers here.
Listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Championship game for the first time since 1988.
Kick was down the middle and good. 49ers win it.
30 yards to win the game. Matt Gape boots it through. And the Rams, by the hair of their skinny teeth team,
looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs.
Four walk-offs. I do not think it's recency bias. I don't think there's ever been another four-pack of NFL playoff games on divisional weekend like that. I think that was the greatest weekend of football any of us have ever seen. Maybe not one game that was the greatest football game of all time, but right. The totality of the four. Four walk-off wins. Capped by Mahomes and Allen doing what they did last night, looking like Michael Jordan. Going back and forth with one another.
That's going to be pretty good for a while.
The four-pack of games we saw this weekend was quite simply the greatest four-pack of games the NFL has ever produced.
So, Carm, do you know there's only one weekend that I could find that rivaled it? It was another divisional.
Divisional round? What year? So
it was the 2003-2004 NFL playoffs.
So it would have been
season.
January 04.
Was that the Tuck rule?
No, it was not. It was a couple years later in the divisional rounds. That was the year that the Patriots played the Panthers in the Super Bowl.
Right.
In that divisional round.
Houston.
On Saturday afternoon, the Panthers beat the Rams 29-23 in double overtime.
Wow.
Yes.
Steve Smith, game-winning touchdown?
Merck is correct. Steve Smith had the game-winning touchdown.
Was that still a Kurt Warner led, or was that a Mark
Bulger?
It was Mark Bulger.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Nice Bulger.
Mike Martz and Mike Bulger, right?
Yeah.
Mark Bulger.
In the nightcap of that Saturday, the Titans and Patriots squared off. Steve McNair was the quarterback for the Titans in one of the coldest games played. It was minus 16 degrees at one point. The Patriots won that game 17-14 with a fourth quarter field goal.
Okay.
The Sunday afternoon game was the Colts and Peyton Manning beating the Trent Green-led Kansas City Chiefs 38-31.
Probably a Dick Vermeil-led Chiefs team.
Yes, that Chiefs team was legitimate. Yeah. Like they were the high-scoring team.
Was that still Priest Holmes, or did we get Larry Johnson in after that?
No, probably Priest.
The Priest only had about a three-year run.
Probably Priest.
2000, 2001, 2002.
Yeah.
And that weekend was capped by the Eagles beating the Packers in overtime 20-17.
Fourth and 20.
That was the fourth and 20?
Yes.
Fourth and 23, I think.
Andy Reid, Donovan McNabb.
That's correct. Right.
So that weekend had two overtime games, one of them double OT, and the other two games were one-score games as well. So that's the only one that rivals it, but you said it. That didn't have Chiefs Bills.
It didn't have four walk-offs. If you got two, you'd be like, wow, this was incredible. I mean, are you kidding? You had four walk-off wins?
capped by what we saw in Arrowhead Stadium last night. It was sensational. It's
that was a
reminder. It was an extravaganza. It's a reminder of, you know, why this league is so popular.
NFL is
so compelling. Yeah. I can't imagine. I don't know if the ratings are out yet. I can't imagine what that night rating's going to look like for CBS. It's going to be astronomical.
Should be through the roof.
And
through the roof, Carm. Everybody was watching. If you were a football fan last night, everybody was watching.
Everybody. I mean, it was like families were together watching where you couldn't take your eyes off of it.
So we got Kansas City and Cincinnati, right?
Kansas City
in Cincinnati.
Hosting Cincinnati.
And the late game will probably be San Francisco at Los Angeles.
That is correct.
San Francisco 2-0 this year against the L.A. Rams.
How about they've won six straight in the rivalry?
How know? About that?
Yeah, Shanny is 7-3 straight up against the Rams.
Right. So if you take a look at it, it was a 31-10 beating earlier in the year, and then it's 27-24 in the final game of the season.
That's right, where the Rams blew a big lead.
And remember, it was a MJH question asked to the commissioner about scheduling rivalries in the final weeks of the season to create a little something for it. Is usually a kind of dull period at the end of the year.
Yurko once asked that of Paul Tagliabue.
It was a question that was given to us by a listener.
Right.
We did the contest.
Right.
And that listener's question I would ask to the commissioner. The final.
Yes.
The final question ever asked to Paul Tagliabue in a Super Bowl press conference.
Before he passed the baton to Roger Goodell,
right.
And he was
right.
Doing the State of the Union.
I don't know if he mentioned me in the book or not, you know, if he wrote one.
Seems like everybody wrote a book.
Seems like everybody wrote a book.
Merkin wrote
what
a book.
Tagliabue
must have written a book.
Roz wrote a book. I'm going to write one.
I'm going to write a book, too. Yeah, I want to write a book. Jesse wrote a book.
What would your book be about?
I don't know yet. We'll figure it out as we go.
My book?
There's got to be something interesting.
Oh, my book's an easy one.
You should tour the U.S. and visit different Olive Gardens across the country.
It's not fun.
Rank them.
Which one's the best?
Meller had a great line. I hope everybody was listening earlier today. That was great, Meller.
The cousin?
What is
the best part, though, you didn't get it.
The best part is I said, no, Cugine is cousins.
You he didn't get it. I'm laughing. Because I got it.
That was great.
There's a football reference to Kirk Cousins.
That was great.
You know, we'll bring it back for the final word, Carm, so you can get it the second time, huh?
We do want to kind of spend some time talking about these games, what we saw, what we can expect for Championship Sunday. Yeah. Just the weekend really was a football extravaganza.
Yeah.
And the big talking point, which is somewhat upsetting in a way and kind of sad, is about the overtime rules again.
Well,
I mean, it really shouldn't be the focus because the game was
the
so
football.
Incredible.
Yeah, just because Mike Florio wants to write about it on Pro Football.
Well, but it's not just Florio.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. The rules are in place. We know exactly what they are. Go play football. They did. They gave it up. They gave it up, Carm.
Honestly, I can't.
The Buffalo defense was giving it up.
I can't get over what we saw, especially in the last 5 minutes of that game. I can't. And the brilliance of those two quarterbacks. I'm sorry. The painful reminder that is Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
It will never not be a painful reminder. They are in their fourth consecutive AFC title game with Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback. Four straight. They are the only team, did I hear this correct? Did Nance say this? They are the only team, either in AFC history or maybe in football history, to host four consecutive title games. The only team. So, right? Didn't I hear that? Or
yeah,
is it
no,
in the
no.
AFC?
No, you're correct. I believe, too, there was only one other team to host three in a row. Coached by Andy Reid.
Oh, it was in Philly?
It was when Philly hosted three straight.
It is a constant reminder.
What about Dallas? Did Dallas do that at all?
Probably didn't host 1 year to San Francisco.
I got you.
That probably broke it up.
You might be 100% correct, yeah.
I think what's gone on, the transformation that Josh Allen has made in his game is fascinating, and we need to try to figure out who's responsible and see if that person can be hired by the Chicago Bears.
It would make sense.
I'll read you some numbers when we come back. Because speaking of recency bias, we might forget how many questions were swirling around Josh Allen in Buffalo after his second season. A guy who couldn't complete 60% of his passes. You can't complete 60% of your passes in this day and age in the NFL.
And you got a problem.
A lot of people looked at it and went, I don't know. Yeah, impressive talent, great skill set, great arm. But you can't complete 60%. The transformation that has happened is one of the great stories in the NFL. He's gone from raw and talented to elite. How did that happen? He needs most of the credit. He deserves most of the credit. But is there a coach or coaches that have aided in this process? And why aren't the Bears hiring that guy if they can identify whom that person is? 312-332-3776 if you have thoughts. Fair or unfair, NFL overtime rules, especially in the postseason. What we saw last night in Kansas City, the wildness of the weekend.
Love it.
Were you really dancing in the street because the Packers lost? And is that kind of pathetic for us as Bears fans?
Well, that was happening because it was all over Twitter. Carl.
We want to talk about all of it with you in as we react to what was quite simply the greatest four-game stretch of football we have ever seen. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko.
Stream ESPN 1000 easily on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Got a chip on the edge with Ingram. Have him come up on the inside. Some of these guys. Now fires it. It's a wide open! Remarkable! Touchdown, Buffalo! Davis again! Down the middle. It's Hill in the open. Cuts it upfield. He might be gone! He is! Kansas City takes the lead with a minute to go from 64 incredible yards.
17 seconds.
Down the middle to the end zone! Touchdown number four on the night for Davis.
So hundreds of thousands around the planet. The kick is good. It's going to overtime. Looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs to the championship game.
Jim Nance, CBS last night. It's Carmen and Yurko. Hope everyone had a great weekend. How could you not after that weekend of football? The nightcap featured Greta Yurk. 78 points. I tweeted this after the game last night. 78 points. 1,000 yards of offense. Right. 53 first downs, 7 passing touchdowns, and 0 turnovers, and only 4 penalties.
It's a lot of offense, kid. They're going up and down the
field.
Didn't
get any better than that. And
I thought Buffalo had a better defense than they did.
I don't know what they showed.
Paper Tigers too strong of a
right.
That's too much of an insult, but I think if you looked at their strength of schedule and the set of opposing pass offenses that they faced throughout the course of the year, you could see why maybe the defense was a little overvalued or inflated a little bit. That's why I like the over so much. Now it really was easy peasy at the end. It didn't look like that for much of the game, but I still, even in the fourth quarter before it went nuts, felt pretty confident about the over. That's why I liked it so much. It was one of the best plays. Another strong weekend for the odds couple, by the way.
How
with
about
me
that?
And Mike North and
Randy Merkin, of course.
Yeah, another very strong weekend for the odds couple. There's a scene, there's a Seinfeld episode where, you know about the relationship between Elaine Benes and David Putty. They sort of can't. She wants to hate him, but she can't. And Merk, You remember the episode where Jerry says, listen, you think you're going to stop dating him, but you can't. You got to think for Putty.
It's the backslide.
It's the backslide, right. And she says, okay, I'll bet you. And sure enough, she backslides. She sleeps with David. She's got to pay Jerry. He says, double or nothing. She says, okay. And she keeps going back to David Putty. And at one point, you see Elaine counting out money. Jerry's sitting at his table with a cigar, his feet up, and she's counting the money. And I sort of pictured Roger Goodell last night, wherever he was, with his arms behind his head,
right. Laughing.
Remembering back 3 years ago when people said how the NFL is going to die because of concussions.
Yeah, concussions.
And Roger Goodell was probably sitting there going, ah!
And the NFL does what it does best.
Yes, it entertains
us all. It looks at the helmet companies and says, helmet companies, do your job.
Yeah.
Make a safer helmet.
It entertains us all. That's what it does best.
And they pretend to care.
And they're counting their money.
Yes, they pretend to care. Meanwhile, the back room, the counting never stops. It never stops in the back room. Yeah.
Like in the count room, like a casino.
In a casino.
They're just counting the money.
Yeah, but nobody's coming from Kansas City to get their cut.
Yeah, well, I got maybe somebody might be. I don't know. You never know.
I don't know who's coming to get their cut, but it's not me.
It's literally the count room where they're just emptying money onto the table, and there's Roger Goodell with the big fat cigar in his mouth laughing all the way to the bank
like
with
in
all
Fenway,
the other owners.
Down in the count room.
Thank you. Yes.
We know who your wives are. We know where they're at. This is where you live.
Open up the door.
Also, wife, Karen.
Yeah.
15 Marlboro Street. Boom. There. Charlestown, Mass.
Open up the door.
In the count room.
Yeah.
And that's all they're doing.
Yeah.
They're counting, their friggin' money.
Counting.
Because you know what? We are all entertained.
What movie is that from, Carm? I don't want people to think that you and I just had an aneurysm or something.
No, that's from
Brain Farts.
The Town. Yeah.
The Town, yes. The Town.
In Jeremy the count room. Renner. Jeremy Renner and who's my guy?
Ben Affleck.
The handsome fellow. Ben Affleck, yeah.
They're saying they got hit by cops.
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 Oh, we could do the town all day.
All day. Let's pull that. Right. Let's pull it.
We want to hear it all from week. The listeners today. Are you upset with the overtime rule? Do they need to tweak it? I'll give you those Josh Allen stats real quick here that I promised. First two seasons. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
56% completion percentage. That's abysmal in this day and age in the NFL. Abysmal. 30 touchdowns to 21 interceptions. Abysmal. 6.6 yards per attempt and a quarterback rating of 78.2. Pretty bad.
That's 0-1
in the postseason. The last two seasons, 66% completion percentage, 73 touchdowns to 25 interceptions, 7.3 yards per attempt, and a quarterback rating of 99.2. A 3-2 record in the postseason, a heartbreaking loss yesterday, 14 touchdowns to one interception in his last five playoff games. 14-1. Whoever is responsible, whether it's Brian Daboll, Ken Dorsey, Jordan Palmer, who, by the way, when did Jordan Palmer turn into God's gift to quarterbacks? Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson. They all work.
He's been doing it for a while.
Their quarterback coach is... Why don't somebody go out and hire Jordan Palmer for... Maybe he's making too much money. Yeah. He doesn't need to work for a team.
Yeah, it's probably less time-consuming.
Probably.
To tutor QBs, but not have to, you know, give the franchise your whole life.
Whoever it is, I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of all of them. If Dable's got anything to do with it, how he is not number one on the Bears list is beyond me, considering the young quarterback that they have that somebody needs to come in and look at and fix. A lot of the credit, obviously, the majority of it does need to go to Josh Allen. I get it. He's the guy that's put in the work. He's made himself great, but he's done it with the assist of someone to fine-tune his skills, and he's become elite.
I'm going through their coaching staff right now.
Ken Dorsey's their quarterback coach.
Ooh, Daboll. Looks like we had some high blood pressure there.
Let's talk about the overtime rule. 312-332 ESPN. JD and Troy, Michigan's got thoughts on it. Go ahead, JD.
Hey, good. How are you? So I have two comments on overtime. I had a parlay bet for both games to go to overtime. It was at a plus 20,000 that I had put 100 on. So I did individual each game at like plus 1,300 for 100, and I won the second one, obviously. But I would have won over 20 grand if they don't let Cooper Kupp go down the field. So that was pretty heartbreaking.
It's a tough bet. That's a tough beat, JD.
Yeah, and I'll send you guys the screenshots on your Twitter so you know I'm not making it up.
All right.
And then for the rules, I just don't see what the harm is of letting Josh Allen get a possession there. Like, I don't know how that's a bad thing for football if after the Chiefs go down and get that touchdown that we at least get to see the Bills offense take one stab at it. And yeah. I know some people are like, oh, the defense should have done their job, and that's all right. I don't have any argument with that. But, man, how is it bad for the game that Josh Allen would have got a shot to match that?
JD, thanks, man. You know what Yurko and I were talking about in the IDOT bullpen and Merck before the show today? If maybe in the postseason, now, what I'm about to say, you lose the drama of a walk-off.
Yeah.
You lose the drama of
the Kelsey touchdown at the end.
Right, like you lose
the euphoria, the agony of defeat. You lose that. That's gone.
I would be totally fine if the NFL said in the postseason we're playing 15 minutes. Totally fine with it. Do you lose the drama of the walk-off of the think about a game 7 in the NHL playoffs, you know, and like but it's too different. One team gets a possession to start, and that's why it doesn't really seem fair. So if you were to say to me, we'll give you 15 minutes, I'd be totally down with it.
Okay, and that's a Jeff Mellor thought that I stole from Jeff Mellor this morning when I brought it
Mellor,
up. Because Mellor wants 15 minutes.
I agree with you. Play it out. No
just for the playoffs.
Death, but play it out just for the playoffs.
I don't, yeah, because the only thing is, like, I think the caller made it perfectly. The NFL has embraced offensive football. They have... They've made the rules so that quarterbacks aren't hurt. They don't want them getting hit. They're just like NBA superstars are front and center. The NFL has embraced that model and made the NFL quarterback their superstars, right?
Unless he swears at the official, then you get a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yes. But aside from that, so if that is what you've embraced and you've clearly done so, you want offensive football, and because they've skewed the rules so much in favor of offense. I do think it's gotten to the point where it's not simply like a coin toss and where you go kick a field goal. They've done this to themselves. So because of it, the overtime rules should give the other team opportunities to match. And so if you give them 15 minutes, I think that's a perfect solution. I don't like the idea of trying to match possession.
Right, I think that's hard.
I don't like that.
Because when do you end it then? One for one? I don't know, but I'm with you. Play 15. The only playoff game Patrick Mahomes has ever lost at home, he never touched the football in the 2018 AFC title game. For Josh Allen to sit there on the bench, never touch the football in overtime and lose yesterday, I got to admit, like fair, not fair, I don't know, but I felt for Josh Allen, and I'm like, man, this ain't right. I don't know much, but I know that ain't right. Ron's in the city. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Long-term
listening. So I'm 50 years old. I've been watching football probably all the way back to the Howard Cosell days, like when I was about 46. I remember for all this time, it used to be sudden death, and there's nobody scoring, and it was a tie. But obviously, you can't do that for the playoffs. We never had anybody complain. Somebody go down, kick a field goal, the game is over. Here's my beef. They just changed the rules maybe 3 years ago.
Yep.
Up until today, we had no complaints. If the Bills wouldn't have gave up that drive with 13 seconds left, then went into overtime and just did a straight poop, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
To me,
right now, the rules are as fair as they're going to get. The only thing I can say, maybe make it 15 minutes just in case the first team don't score, get the ball back with a little bit more time. But I don't believe in playing it out for 15 minutes. Because if somebody get hurt during that 15 minutes, if somebody quarterback getting not hurt within the 11th minute of the game,
maybe
he's going to be saying, well, the quarterback, if it would have been the whole overtime rules, quarterback would never get hurt.
Maybe that's why I felt so bad for Josh Allen, Ron, is because he had nothing to do with his team allowing Mahomes to go down and tie that game with 13 seconds.
Right.
You're right. Like, and you could say, well, the defense stopped him. But looking at Allen's face on the sideline, I couldn't help but think this is not right for this guy to walk off the field a loser like this.
And everybody had the argument when Mahomes got eliminated by Brady.
Wait a minute.
It was redo. It was AFC championship game.
You're like, why is Mahomes not touching the ball? It ain't right, you know? It's tough. I get it, and this is going to be polarizing.
I'm trying to think of, like, if you're the NFL, the only angle I can think of is that you don't want games in the playoffs bleeding so late into the other window because they obviously hold it, right? So, for instance, if it was flipped or if the Rams and Bucks game goes into overtime and it's not a sudden death situation where a touchdown wins it, then if that game goes another 15 minutes, all of a sudden they're pushing the start of the Chiefs-Bills game even later. Is that the reason? Like,
maybe I think they want the sudden death aspect of it to be alive.
Sure, I guess.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls on this all morning. 312-332-3776. There's so much to react to from the weekend. I mean, really, it's just, it was football euphoria all weekend long. We'll be right back.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge. Happy hour is back. Get to Twin Peaks Monday through Friday from 2 to 7 p.m. and score sweet deals like a dollar off all wine, liquor, cheap shots, and freezing cold 29-degree draft brews.
It's Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Boom, 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 boom,
I got to give it to Waddle. He came up with a very good name for my book, if I ever write one. Parlays and Prosciutto. Not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad,
yeah,
Tommy.
I like that.
I was tweeting about the Malocchio last night. I told Tommy, go ask Cara. She knows. I mean, you talk about putting the Malocs on a guy. Jay Feely and Romo and Nance, they put the Malocchio on Butker. They talk about, oh, you know, look, Justin Tucker's great, but the guy that's closest is this guy. Then he misses a 50-yarder. Then he misses an extra point. But boy, oh boy, they put the Malocchio right on a guy. He hit a big field goal late.
He did.
I'll give him that.
Listen, and he's
field
good.
Goal to tie it.
Butker's got a big leg, but I think they're getting out ahead of themselves. I mean, Daniel Carlson for Vegas has been excellent. There's a few kickers out there who, you know, listen, Justin Tucker, he's in his own aura.
Well,
they're not even close.
He's, that's, Justin Tucker is to Mellor what Justin Herbert is to me. When he goes to bed at night, he's thinking of football. Mellor's got Justin Tucker. He's got a picture up on the ceiling of him.
There's been one jersey ever bought of Justin Tucker.
Outside of Baltimore.
By Jeff Mellor.
It's Mellor.
Nobody buys kickers.
He's got an 8x10 glossy and a warm towel.
I bet you there's been hundreds of thousands of Justin Tucker.
No, not outside of Baltimore. I don't think so. Look at Yurko's face.
I mean, that's comical. Heavens.
Mellor will sit down at a bar with you and talk about Justin Tucker until the cows come home, believe me. Let's go to wants to talk about the O2 rule. That's and listen, we don't very rarely, if ever, do Yurko and I ever have guests on a Monday during the football season. We want it to be football for the fans. And
that's right.
Just talking about it. That's the case again today. So we have plenty of time for all your calls at 312-332-ESPN. Let's go to Jay in Sycamore. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Nothing. So first of all, thanks for everything you guys do. Love listening. I have an idea. It's, you know, not a crazy innovative thing, but it could be a simple solution. Kansas City kicks kicks a field goal to send the game to overtime. You just roll over into sudden death, and you know, Kansas City kicks off to Buffalo. Let Buffalo get the first chance. Let them get the ball. Get rid of that coin toss. There's no debate on that. So, and if Kansas City can't stop them, the game ends.
So you just kind of like it's a continuation of possession.
Yeah,
you know, Kansas City scored.
I mean, you could get rid of the game clock completely and just, you know, basically Kansas City's kicking off to Buffalo and they stop them, get the ball back and score. Kansas City wins. But, you know, at least then Buffalo gets a chance for a rebuttal and then they don't, you know, Kansas City doesn't get the ball twice in a row and win the game and it's over.
Jay, thanks, buddy. The problem with that is, though, you could – what if – Buffalo scores, though, and then Mahomes, I don't know. And Jay's point is, listen, it's just a continuation of the fourth in a sense. But I don't know if I like that either because I want to see Mahomes touch the ball, too. I mean, I'd like to see both of them get a crack to touch the ball. I don't know what the right answer
is,
man.
Yeah, that was a unique case, too, because the reality is most games don't end with the team tying it up at the last second. That's a rarity, right?
Yeah.
Usually the team will have the ball. So what if the Bills had the ball in that case, right? Do they get – you're not going to just roll it into another overtime you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's second down, it's not still the Bills' ball at that point.
Right. It's got to be a walk-off.
Quarter's got to,
That's a specific scenario, right, where you've got to have you've got to have the last play being the play that ties the ball game, you know, and how often are you going to get that? Let's see. Bob in River North has a question for the good kid. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys, first of all, Carmen Sutton, it's an offensive game, and I think if you just give the ball to one team, here's what I heard today. Since 2010, when the overtime rules changed, 11 OTs in the postseason. Let's be honest, postseason's different than regular season. OTs in the postseason, 10 times, team that won the toss won the game.
Yeah.
And the postseason, talking about great quarterbacks, my question for Yurk Lade, if you gave him, like, let's say the game ends, both tied, and let's brutally.
All right, Bobby, we try to get Bob's phone clear because it's coming in and out too much.
Right? Yeah, can't even hear the question.
But I think Bob said the stat is 10-1, the team that's won. Is that right?
No,
10-1?
I think seven times the game has ended with the first possession for a touchdown.
And I believe his stat is correct that the team won the toss, went 10-1. But Yurko, like, it
seven
ended
times
seven
it
times.
Ended.
Seven times it ended, first possession touchdown.
So it's pretty overwhelming, actually. Rod in Lockport, he's got a question for you, too, Yurko. What's up, Rod? Go ahead.
What's up, Rod?
Hey, Yurko. First, I got two questions. Yep. First of all, on the kickoff, 13 seconds left. Why kicking it for a touchback?
I'm with you, Rod.
Why not put it in the two or the five?
Right. Rod, I'm with you, Rod.
Well, you know, even then, if you kick it to the two or the five, it still has a chance to roll into the end zone. So I would have put the topper on it. Force the big guy to handle it. Maybe he stumbles forward and wastes another 5-6 seconds off the clock.
Listen to Romo, guys, here. This came up.
There's still 13 seconds to go. Put this kick on the ground, burn up some time.
Yeah, you want to, I mean, honestly, you just don't want it to be a normal kickoff. You want to be just a little short and make it so you guys can make sure to tackle. Because if you, I just wouldn't want to give Mahomes. I don't necessarily agree with that.
He launches it deep,
take 4 or 5 seconds off. Mahomes now has two plays.
Rod, I agree with you and with Romo. And here's what I was thinking as it was happening. I know Tyreek Hill doesn't really return kicks. Punts, different story. I thought for a second, knowing what he had done to them, the long touchdown, the big punt return, the fastest guy in the league, one of the fastest in the world, I thought for a second they might say, forget it. Put we've got 13
put
seconds.
Put Hill back there.
Put Hill back there.
Right.
The minute
right.
And then it changes the calculus if you're Buffalo. Then maybe you're like, we don't want Tyreek Hill to touch us. We got to kick it through the end zone. The minute they don't get cute and put Tyreek Hill out there and it's Byron Pringle, Rod, I think I'm with you. I think I try to milk 3 or 4 seconds off that clock and make it that much harder.
Absolutely.
Anytime they usually have a big guy back there, too, because there's still one or two bigger guys back there. You can't do the wedge anymore, but you put two guys next to each other, and you can go double team or go find somebody like that.
Right.
Big guys don't handle the ball well. They might not be smart enough to go ahead and just sit on the ball and stop.
Yeah.
And either way, if you kick it through, it's at the 25. But at least if a big guy handles it, there's a handful of seconds that are off the clock, and it might change what you do on that second play.
Rod, what was your other question?
And another question is, I don't want to hear Fraser's name anywhere near the Bears' head coaching job. He plays prevent defense. Prevent defense is to give up the big chunks but not give up the big play. They need the big chunks.
It was terrible, Rod. Yeah. I mean, I showed Yurko the play again this morning, and I said, what?
Kelsey, the first play.
I mean, the play that set him up. I mean, Kelsey, you're giving Travis Kelsey a complete free release off the line, running down the middle of the field.
Nobody was even close.
Nobody was close. You got a corner playing outside technique when they've got timeouts left anyway. It's not like they're working the boundary. They had timeouts.
Yeah.
Got a guy playing outside technique, and I couldn't. And I said, Yurk, I don't know as much as you. I don't know as much
as covering air.
I said, will you explain what this is to me? And Yurk looked at it and really said, I can't.
The one thing I'll say is I don't cap. I don't know if it was Breer's Monday morning quarterback or maybe Peter King. Someone had a nugget that said Kelsey told Mahomes as they were like in the huddle or going up to the line, hey, I'm going to run to the space because there's a bunch of space open. So it actually was kind of ad-lib between Mahomes. And as Mahomes got to the line.
How is the defense unprepared for that?
I don't know, but Mahomes just said, do it.
I told you that, Carmen, that he said to him, I'm going to do something different.
But it makes no sense on Les Frazier's part. Like, what are you doing exactly? What is your objective there? On a team that can work the entire field with timeouts.
Like, that's true.
What are you doing? 312-332-3776.
You know who the linebacker and the safeties coaches are for Buffalo, don't you? Bob Babich and Bobby Babich. Nepotiz!
We'll be back in 2 minutes.